Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Nearly 500,000 people in the Bay Area alone who rely on CalFresh could lose that support when federal funding for SNAP food assistance expires at midnight tonight. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports there are numerous efforts around the Bay to help as the government shutdown lingers.
Already seeing increased demand, Bay Area food banks are expected to be strained even further. Leslie Baccio is with Second Harvest Silicon Valley. She says the food bank is providing for everyone from federal workers to low-income families.
We cannot replace people's wages, but we can help families weather the crisis. And we are seeing more and more people that haven't had to ask for food assistance before.
Santa Clara County is chipping in nearly $5 million to support Second Harvest. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan says it's one of a number of efforts in the South Bay.
I'm very concerned. We have roughly 130,000 neighbors in Santa Clara County who rely on CalFresh.
In the North Bay, there's a call to both local restaurants and food trucks to provide free or discounted meals to those families impacted. Mercedes Ramos is with the SoCo Market.
Whatever you're able to offer, whatever you feel called to do.
Alameda County is providing $10 million for food assistance programs. And in San Francisco, there's a new $18 million emergency assistance fund to make sure that food assistance benefits will continue. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
The Trump administration is once again looking at offshore oil drilling with an eye to the coast of California. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from the wharf in Santa Cruz, where officials there are gearing up for a fight.
Area residents have fought offshore oil drilling in the past, and they're ready to do it again. Pauline Seal spoke with KPIX 5.
I mean, I'll put my body on the line if it comes to that.
If the plan is approved, officials will open waters to leases from San Diego to Mendocino, nearly all of the California coast. Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Keeley says they're determined that won't happen.
The Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary did not get established, so a few decades later, what we could do is dot it with oil rigs.
Oil and gas drilling leases off the coast of California haven't been granted since 1984. At the wharf in Santa Cruz, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Airborne contaminants that lurk in indoor environments have the capability to make us sick. We certainly learned that during the pandemic. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on a project to detect and remove those contaminants before they can do damage.
The COVID pandemic prompted our concern about pathogens in the air and how to get rid of them.
Even outside of a global pandemic, there's real benefits to being able to reduce the amount of these pathogens in the air.
That's just what a project at UC Davis aims to accomplish. Lead researcher engineering professor Chris Kappa says a $40 million grant given to multiple universities will help them come up with an air monitor.
We're going to take advantage of some new technologies that allow us to measure and detect pathogens in the air in real time.
The technology will extract the air, test it, and get an answer in just a few minutes. And with that information, they can
assess the risk to the occupants based on what's been measured, and then we can use that to change how the building operates or to turn on some additional air cleaning tools.
His group is using daycare centers for testing, and they hope for a usable system in about 2 years. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
A legal battle could be brewing in Lake Tahoe after a massive sewage spill allegedly made a young woman from San Francisco very sick. Placer County and North Tahoe Public Utility District have rejected the legal claim from 24-year-old Lauren Helwig that she filed against them, clearing the way for a possible lawsuit. The claim filed this last July accuses Placer County and the Public Utility District of failing to protect the public or adequately warn visitors about that contamination. Hedwig says that she contracted a life-threatening case of E. coli during a weekend of wakeboarding and surfing near Dollar Point in 2024. She was in the water just one day after a Caltrans subcontractor punctured a 24-inch sewer pipe owned by the utility district, flooding the lake with tens of thousands of gallons of raw waste. Helwig was hospitalized for weeks. The spill did prompt health warnings and beach closures lasting about 2 weeks. Office, we expect to learn more about this arrest later today. San Francisco officials said goodbye to one of its century-old trees. As KCBS's David Welch reports, officials say the 90-foot cypress lived through a lot, including some of the city's defining moments.
If this tree could talk, it might share a story or two about an exciting race back when Helmet Hollow served as a horse and buggy track. It may also mention how people took refuge here during the 1906 earthquake. And because most trees are big music fans, this one might have a favorite performance during one of the many Outside Lands concerts here. Tamara Barrick-Apperton with SF Rec and Park says, bottom line, the tree has seen a lot.
It just witnessed our last Hardly Strictly a few weeks ago.
Barrick-Apperton says park gardeners discovered a giant split in the tree's trunk earlier this month, which led to the emotional decision to take it down.
There were a few tears. It's because it's a really iconic tree.
She says they plan to repurpose the tree's wood throughout the park, letting its stature live on. At Golden Gate Park, David Welch, KCBS.
Well, daylight saving time comes to an end at 2 a.m. on Sunday, this weekend, when we turn clocks back 1 hour. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on what one sleep expert says we should do to prevent getting disoriented.
It's time to fall back, and that means setting the clock 1 hour back this weekend. Dr. Rafael Paleo, a sleep expert at Stanford, says it takes most people some time getting used to it.
When you're coming home from work or coming home from school, it's going to be darker than you used to. Especially that Monday is going to seem very dark to you all of a sudden when end of the day. So just be aware of that, to be a little bit extra cautious.
Because we'll be driving home from work when it's darker at the end of the day. But the good news is that getting up on Monday morning will be a little bit easier.
It's not as bad as what happens in the springtime when we're sleep deprived and losing an additional hour.
We gain an hour, but for some who can't tell time, it can still be tough.
Even though the clocks are changing, if you've got pets, for example, or if you've got small children, babies, they don't know the clock has changed.
So in that case, they'll still wake up when their body clocks say so and need to get used to it. He says it's a good idea to try and take advantage of that extra hour of sleep now.
And keep that wake-up time consistently for the next week or two.
Because it will be time to spring forward again in about 4 months in March. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Japan is renowned for its ramen vending machines, and San Francisco may soon be known for a fresh pasta version of that. KCBS's David Welch tells us about a new kiosk in Mission Bay, just starting to sell noodles and sauces.
It comes from the brain and hard work of pasta supply company owner Anthony Strong. In his opinion, there's no reason a vending machine can't offer top-notch dinners.
It's a refrigerated vending machine that has just really solid tech on it.
Strong says it's the same pasta and sauces they sell at all their locations, and he says the point is to make dinner easy.
Pasta that is restaurant quality and at an approachable price point. And yeah, something that can fit into people's busy lifestyles.
Strong says fresh pasta shapes and the sauces change daily, and he says the Mission Bay machine is the first of several he's planning.
At Pasta Supply Co., we're all about easy wins for dinners at home.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Well, it is Halloween, which means it's time for ghosts, goblins, and trick-or-treating and costumes. I'm dressed up today as Captain Kirk, or at least a command uniform from Star Trek. Where did all of this costume craziness start? KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports on the history of Halloween, and it did not start with candy.
It started about 2,000 years ago as a Celtic New Year's and harvest celebration. UC Berkeley professor of anthropology Charles Briggs says it's twofold, both ancient and modern.
One reflects Ireland and Scotland, harvest festivals, the celebration of the day before All Saints Day when theoretically all of the souls of the dead came back.
But then it changed when it came to the U.S. Lisa Morton, author of Trick or Treat, A History of Halloween, says the Scottish and Irish brought it to the U.S. when they came to escape the famine.
And it soon spread throughout the United States. Up until about 1900, it was mainly a holiday for children's parties.
But then children started playing pranks and would stop for a piece of candy, thus trick or treat. Today, Briggs says Halloween is constantly changing.
What you wear this year. Look at all online costumes, and you'll see during the COVID-19, you had COVID-19 costumes. Adults go out and party. All of these things change over time and change in terms of generations.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
Well, we're going to stick with the theme here. Colma is the only true necropolis in the United States, and their police department is using that unique history for a good cause. Here's KCBS's Rebecca Gudion explaining.
You've probably driven through it. Nestled in the rolling hills of the San Francisco Peninsula, rows of tombstones, flower shops, and mausoleums glimmering white in the afternoon fog. Known as the City of Souls, Colma is one of the few towns in the world where the dead outnumber the living.
It's a strange history, but when San Francisco started closing its cemeteries due to space, a lot of the old cemeteries were then moved here to Colma.
That's Sergeant Daniel Mendoza of the Colma Police Department. And just in time for Halloween, they're using their moniker as the City of Souls for a good cause. They're selling a collectible patch with a spooky ghost on it, and the proceeds go to charity.
The Town of Colma Police Officers Association, where we use the funds to donate to families in need involving law enforcement.
They're just $10, but beware, they sold out almost immediately last time. You can get yours at the Colma Police Department or by sending them the money in the mail. Rebecca Gudion, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.